Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
In a few weeks' time, the Dahl and I are heading overseas.
Oh, really?
Going to got a bit of a family thing happening in Scotland.
Right.
And while we're over there, we're going to do London and also Ireland. We're heading back to Ireland.
Oh, okay. So when you go, I need to know if you're going to Scotland. You're going to take the kilt?
No.
You're not?
No,
it's not a thing that you would
normally do? No, I'm actually looking forward to this thing in Scotland because I'm catching up with people that are family. I've never met them.
That you've never met?
So I could be talking to them.
So you could be part of the...
I could be an earl or
something. An earl?
Or what do they have over there? Lairds?
So you could be the earl of Potts or something.
Yes, I could have a castle somewhere, mate.
Really?
Anyway, I'm slightly worried. Yeah. Slightly worried about going to Ireland to the Dublin airport. Because for some unknown reason, the Dublin airport seems to be an airport where people lose things or leave things behind.
Oh.
One of the most bizarre things I've ever read here, the Dublin Airport Authority has put out a press release looking for the owner of a headstone with an inscription on it that says, "You'll always be remembered," which
but we can't remember your name.
But it's been left at the airport. So it was left going around the baggage carousel. And no one's come
How
to
claim funny
it.
That.
I mean, imagine it, you're at the funeral. Where's that headstone that I ordered? Where did we put that?
Hey, you'll always be remembered, but they've left...
So there's no name on it. It's just the inscription, "You'll always be remembered."
Pardon the expression, how Irish is that?
and then they've added this list of other things that have been left behind at the Dublin airport.
Okay.
A toilet.
A toilet? As in, just a dunny, someone was going to install it into their bathroom.
A toilet.
Wow.
Life-size mannequin.
Hello.
Human ashes.
No.
Where'd we put Granny? False teeth.
False teeth. You've left them at the airport.
And a glass eye. the Dublin Airport Authority spokeswoman, Audrey O'Hagan, said many passengers attempt to bring pets through security, which in one case resulted in the pet being left behind.
No.
Just 2 weeks ago, someone tried to bring a goldfish. So they had the goldfish in a 2-litre bottle of water. So they're trying to sneak the pet through. But a headstone?
A headstone.
You'd know that you'd left that behind, wouldn't you?
Well, you would think, but the problem is because there's no name on the headstone, the authorities don't know what to do. Who to send it to. And the other thing is they're not going to use it.
No.
They're already gone.
The previous
don't need it now.
On the previous occasion, it's a different world, Dublin and Ireland, and particularly going through the airport. I remember the first time we were there, which was in 2005. Right. So we've got off the plane, and we've had to go through immigration. And it's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, and there's this bloke, and we were the only ones going through this line.
Right.
So I'm at the front of the line. I got the five passports out. We're traveling as a family. We've got the five passports out. 8 o'clock Sunday morning. This guy's reading the Sunday paper.
And this is the international airport
international. So this is us coming into the country.
Into the country. Right? Yep.
So I walk up the line. He's reading the paper, and I just stood at the window counter
waiting,
and he lifted up his head and goes, "How are you?" And I've gone, "Yeah, good mate."
Good mate, yeah.
And he goes, "Shit, there's five of you." Oh, do you... Have a good time.
no frisking, no questions asked.
Nothing. No. Five of you. Oh, geez.
Wow.
She's a unique place. Absolutely unique place.
See, even your kids scare people.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.